This is the Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast, featuring highlights from the show.
It's that time of year for nasal congestion and itchy eyes on Eric in the Morning.
Yeah, I'm battling over here.
I can tell.
Does it sound like it?
No, you don't sound that bad. You just are making those faces.
Yeah, like my lungs just like I can't get any deep breaths in or allergies or something. Plus, on top of all that, Whip, you're fortunate not to be in here because Melissa will not let it go.
What's that? What's she not letting go?
She will not let this Zyrtec thing go.
Oh.
She brought it up earlier today, and she just brought it up again. I have a Zyrtec. I go, no, that I've tried Zyrtec before. It doesn't.
But it's a Zyrtec D.
Yeah, I understand, but it won't work for me.
Did you hear me? I said, it's a D.
I did say that.
And then I looked over a second ago, and she's like holding it up.
See, it's right here. Zyrtec D.
Yeah, right he refused here. It, though.
I said, yeah, but if I take that, my heart will race like a hummingbird's.
Mm. But you feel better. It's a D.
Well.
Every day I come in.
Got a date, Quill.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Got a date, Quill.
I have
and
stuff.
I say to her all the time, for as much of this stuff as you have, you'd think that her allergy situation would be better. Because every day she comes in making ungodly noises for the first 45 minutes of the show.
Yeah, I got other issues too, though.
Yeah, yeah. But who in your life is a big pusher? You know, like your sister-in-law.
Gotta try yoga.
Always pushing it, Laura.
Salmon. My sister-in-law said, trying to convince me to eat salmon. I hate salmon.
Every day,
every
it's
time
something
I go
salmon.
Visit her,
yeah.
Yep. She always makes it for me because I like her salmon, even though I hate salmon.
Gotta try the salmon. The salmon's really good. Always pushing it, Erica.
Yeah. Every time I see my best friend, I am trying to convince her to get a breast reduction.
So you're the pusher of the breast reduction.
I am the pusher. Yes.
And why do you feel compelled to do that?
I did it myself, and it was one of the best decisions of my life, and I think it would help her, and I think she should just do it.
Well, what's the reason for it? They just get too big, it's hard
they're
to breathe. Zyrtec D, if it's hard to breathe, by the way.
Yes.
Yeah. I hear that's
so
good for breast reduction.
Yeah, I'll fix it. No.
Zyrtec D.
Allergies got you down. Allergies. Then take a daily dose. Of a show that can relieve symptoms of slurring your words.
I was almost studying myself on the show.
Eric in the Morning.
She's like holding it up
with Melissa and Whip.
See, it's right here. Zyrtec D.
Treatments mornings 5:30 to 10. And if that doesn't work,
try Zyrtec D.
Do it today.
Mm-hmm. All right. Was that a... I don't follow the noise voice guy put in there when we were talking about salmon. Somebody explain that to me.
I just heard it, but wasn't... I wasn't thinking about it, just listening.
Yeah, I'd have to hear it again.
Because I don't think salmon make noise.
I mean, when they're flapping around or something, if you...
No, this is, and it sounded kind of like a lamb. Meh, something like that.
A lamb?
Does anybody know what that was there? Because I'm an idiot.
Wasn't like
yes,
flopping
Eric,
in water sound?
No, it was not that.
I don't think fish, they don't tend to make noise, do they?
I don't think so. Yeah, you pull them up like, nah.
I can't recall any. I think that would change the whole fishing game. If they made noise, you'd be like, oh, I can't catch
they come
this
out of the water
guy.
Barking.
Exactly. That, too.
Whoa. Barking fish. Yeah. All right.
I don't think that happens. Voice guy's got his own ideas.
He does.
You know?
He does. We'll play that again a little bit later on this morning. Can you both listen closely to the salmon noise and maybe explain to me what that is there?
Yes.
Okay. 5:38 now. Tuesday morning, increasing clouds today and 47 for the high, so warming up relative to what we've become used to. Chance of showers tonight, overnight low around 44. Tomorrow, showers before noon, then a high of 52.
Okay.
All right.
Getting a little rain on the way.
Yep.
Have you noticed, Eric? So I think we both said we're going to the Bears game Sunday, right?
Yeah.
This upcoming week.
Mm-hmm.
If you notice that that's the high of 32 day, that's like the worst day by far.
I have not noticed, but as long I can live with 32 because I can layer.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not happy about it, but I can live with it.
Right.
I can't live with 32, 35, 45 in rain. Can't do that.
Yeah, I think it's going to be dry.
Yeah.
But it's by far the coldest high in the upcoming 6 or 7 days.
It's usually about my threshold right there. 32. You know, I remember, and I'm certain many of you folks do in the past, those Bear games where you go see, what was the one where Brett Favre, his final game, where he just plain quit because it was so cold. He just stopped.
Right.
It was like 3 degrees that day.
Yeah.
I don't go to those games.
Yeah, right. That's ridiculous.
Right. You could offer me a chance to be the head coach that day.
Yeah.
For part of the time. I'd be like, no.
No. No, don't take it, huh?
No, no. It's too cold.
And there was a night game against the Cowboys a couple of years ago. I feel like it was literally negative 10 or something, I think, too.
Yep.
And I just think like, wow, you people are insane.
That is
insane. Dedicated, but insane.
Right.
Yeah.
When you get to those temperatures, it truly doesn't matter how many layers you have on.
Right.
You're going to freeze.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's when you get the hand warmers and the feet warmers, and you hope that those help. Yeah.
Doesn't matter. You're still going to freeze.
Yeah.
Right? You just are.
Do you tailgate in the kind of weather you're going to have this coming Sunday? 30-something degrees? You tailgate? I know you used to.
Yeah, I used to tailgate all the time. I don't as much anymore, mainly because the guy that I would tailgate with did all the work and decided to stop doing it.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I admire the folks who put on a good tailgater because it's not easy.
Man, sometimes it is elaborate.
Oh, I know.
Like the huge tents and tables and grills.
I admire the hell out of that. I don't have that in me. But but the folks that do, good for you.
Yeah.
You're good at what you do. I applaud it.
Competitive bag-o games.
Competitive bag-o.
Yeah, sometimes it gets out of hand, you know.
Does anybody but you call them bag-o?
I don't know. Cornhole, bag-o, bags, bean bags.
I've never heard bag-o. I've heard bags.
Yeah, that's the first bag-o I've heard.
I don't think I invented that word, but if I did, I actually think it should be called that if I made that up. Bag-o.
Bag-o.
Yeah.
Later this morning, Jerry Seinfeld third row tickets will be handed out. We'll give those to you to go see Jerry on Friday night. Second row will go out tomorrow and then front row on Thursday. So prepare yourself for that. Also, at 7:20, the Amazon Echo will be yours. We'll give away another one of those at 7:20. Then again, 11:20 and 4:20. Perfect for your holiday season. And what else? A Miracle holiday concert for the kids. We will have some of those for you as well this morning as we get geared up. That's only 2 weeks away?
Three
weeks away?
From today.
Wow. Oh,
3 weeks from today?
Right, because it's on a Tuesday.
Okay.
How are you feeling today?
I feel significantly better. Not 100%, but significantly better.
Okay. So you can breathe today.
Yeah, I can breathe a little better today. I went home. I laid on the couch. A la Whip, I watched a lot of bad daytime TV.
How was it?
Underneath a blanket. Awful.
Yeah, what shows?
Just
all running together?
No.
A lot of crap?
Because I stay away from the Judge Judy, Wendy Williams of the world. Like, I don't do any of those.
No, I
agree.
The
talk show's just... Ugh.
I like Judge Judy. I would put her in a different category.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, I end up more on the ID network watching Snapped.
Oh, I love that network.
Killer Couples.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
Right, I like that.
Yeah.
Those are always good.
Yeah.
Sometimes
and I just let it run.
They can be a little melodramatic sometimes on those, but...
I've been known to go to Spike and watch, like, 17 Cops episodes in a row.
Okay.
You know, I just need it for the background where I can close my eyes for about 10 minutes and open them and I haven't missed a thing.
Yes.
Well, hopefully you got some sleep.
Yeah, a little bit of that. Today's Hey, I Was Wondering arrives to us from Dan. Hey, Eric, I'm a 5:30 club member and arrive at work at 6, so I don't get to listen after 6 o'clock. Against my better judgment, I'll do it. I'm wondering, can Melissa please finish her story about sleeping through her bed catching on fire? Thanks. I know I'm going to regret this, Dan.
Oh, he's jumping on the I'm going to regret this Eric bandwagon.
Hey, what did I do? What the hell did I do?
Because you always say that.
I'm just reading what Dan said.
Dan.
Don't jump all up in my backyard. Just over here reading stuff from other people. You might as well attach your name to it, Eric.
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course. I have
all
to.
All right. Fine. This one's for Dan. Okay, Melissa, what else happened?
Oh, my gosh. Stop it. I'm not going to tell a story.
No, you have to for Dan.
Okay.
Dan's only got 6 minutes. Come on.
Yep, let's go. You're wasting time.
All right. It's the middle of the night. I was sleeping in my bed. Midge runs up and says, turns on my light. She
Midge
says,
being your stepmom.
My stepmom. Yeah. Do you smell smoke? And I'm... You know, in a very deep sleep, and I'm like, no, I don't think so. I don't smell anything. She
Why
lifts
are there
up.
Flames leaping off your legs?
Not yet. She lifts the blanket up off of me, and the oxygen, I think, hit whatever was going on underneath the blanket.
All that farting you were doing under there. The Dutch oven you had fired up under there. That caught on fire.
No!
Yeah.
And all of a sudden...
a big meal. All of a sudden, it's all warm underneath that blanket. Yeah.
Oh,
spontaneous combustion.
Oh, no, no, no. Well, who knows? But anyway, smoke fills the room.
What filled the room?
Smoke.
I'll bet. Green smoke?
No. Do you want to hear the story or not?
I'm enjoying myself. Go ahead. Go ahead.
And she panics. I panic. The mattress is just smoking. There's no flames yet. It's just smoking. But we get up. The two of us throw
Do you dump water on it? Do you throw it out the window?
No, we get up. We both grab one end of the mattress. We run it down the hallway, through the living room, and throw it out the front
door. Let's set the whole house on fire on our way out.
Might as well.
Yeah.
We throw it out the front door. It was the middle of winter.
I would like to be driving by their house. You just finished, you know, your third shift. You're tired. You drive by and you see a couple of crazy ladies throwing a smoking mattress front door.
Yeah. And, of course, out goes the electric blanket, too.
Right. Well, I would hope so.
Yeah, that goes out, too. And
Melissa's the only one I know that might consider trying to reuse it.
Right.
No. That was a fluke.
Yeah.
No.
I'm going to try it again. You know what that thing cost? Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, the mattress started to have, like, a brown singy mark, but there was never any flames. And I had just a little red mark on my
mattress.
That
happened to me in college once.
Brown singy mark.
I got up, there's a brown singy mark on my mattress.
You got to throw that, right,
like that happened.
Right in the garbage. Can't save it.
Yeah. I, too, threw it right out the window.
You should.
See, Dan? See, Dan, we tried to save it so you, against your better judgment, you wouldn't regret it. I don't know if we did it or not.
What was wrong with that story?
No, it was a great story. It was a great, great story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
My favorite part is she slept through the whole thing.
Yeah.
How far would flames have had to been leaping off your legs to wake you?
I don't know. I mean, I only had like a little red mark on my leg for like maybe a day, half a day.
Really?
And it went away, so I wasn't burnt.
You were like,
but
I smell burning flesh.
Yeah.
Whatever that could be. There's searing pain in my legs. I can open my eyes and take a peek.
Yeah.
I can just go back to sleep.
Yeah. I didn't feel a thing.
Yeah.
Or smell a thing. Good thing she did from the other end of the house.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
all right.
God bless her.
Yeah.
And everything turned out fine.
Yeah, we put the fire out or the flame.
What'd you sleep
whatever.
On that night?
I just stayed up and left and then went to school. So.
Okay.
It was like 5 in the morning.
What'd
anyway.
You sleep on the next night?
I think I slept on the couch for a day or two. We got a new mattress. I never used an electric blanket again, and that's the end of that story.
You know what I say?
Great story. Compelling and rich.
Thank you. Yeah. Modern dating. Royal pain in the neck. Top 3 things wrong with modern dating, like we just learned in the Zodiac Zone, why you really hate modern dating. John, you don't like it. Why?
It's non-existent.
Non-existent, meaning
it's not like it used to be.
It's that is true.
All
that's
right,
the whole concept of it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't need any more details.
I think there's
on
a
that.
Little bit of everybody's always looking over the person they're with's shoulder to see what's on the way next.
Totally.
Because
totally.
At the click of a button, you could find a million more faces
sure.
out there who might be better.
Eddie.
It's not official unless it's Facebook official.
That's right. You can't be in a relationship till Facebook approves it.
Kind of like most things don't even happen unless it's on Facebook.
Yep. At number 3, Bill, what's wrong with modern dating?
Everybody wants it too quick and too fast. They have patience. Work on it.
Uh-huh. Too much, too soon. Want to dive
yeah,
right
I think
in.
There's
and,
truth to that, too.
And go Facebook official immediately. And number 2, Brian, what's wrong with modern dating?
Oh, we rely so heavily on social media websites like Tinder and Plenty of Fish and all that good business.
Instead of just meeting somebody the natural way.
Right.
It's unnatural.
Plenty of fish every time you turn around. And finally, in at number 1, truer words have never been said, Teresa. What's wrong with modern dating?
Texting.
Texting. Texting over talking?
Yes. Nobody wants to talk. They send you a text. And if you don't respond in a text and you call back instead, they're like, wait, why are you calling? Why are you calling? I'm not ready to have this conversation
right.
yet.
Right. Verbalizing doesn't work for me.
There is zero communication, zero human interaction other than a late night booty call.
Think about it. It's kind of true because you look down, you'll answer all your texts. But if you look down and see your phone ringing, you're like, ugh.
It is true.
Yeah.
That like, people thing. Love that texting started, but, yeah, nobody talks anymore.
But if it's the right person calling, I feel like you don't go, ugh. It's only if it's a person you don't want to talk to, which, granted, might be 99% of the calls you get.
And remember, we're talking about the early stages of modern dating.
Where you don't actually know somebody yet.
Right. Okay, I think we've located a guy who is left for the day. And as he left, his wife or significant other was back home, maybe still asleep. They've had virtually no communication. All those things fit your situation, Mike?
They do.
Okay. All right. How long ago did you leave home?
About a half hour.
Okay. Was she asleep?
She was asleep. Hopefully she's up now trying to get the kids ready for school.
There you
go.
All right. So you haven't communicated with her yet?
Not one word.
All right. How are things going in the relationship for the two of you on a scale of 1 to 10?
Oh, 10.
Absolutely. Oh, good. Well, this will be great.
Wow. Awesome.
This will be great. Because, Mike, I was just reading, there are 5 morning texts that you should send that'll make her day and 3 that will make her hate you. Okay?
Oh, okay.
Oh, wait. Now, the funny one would be to have you send one of the ones that would make her hate you. But we're not going to go that route, okay? All right. The 3 that would make her hate you right now, if you sent them, number 3, good morning. I don't know why, but I guess you need to have a little more substance to your morning text. Number 2, GM.
Oh, the shortened
version of good morning.
Yeah,
too lazy to even say good morning.
And number 1, this is what happens when I think about you in the morning and insert picture of your business. Those are the 3 that if you send, she's going to hate you. That's what it says right here.
Okay.
Yeah, we're not going to ask you to do any of those, okay, Mike?
All right, thanks.
All right. What we are going to do, though, is we're going to read 5 texts that you should send that'll make her day. And here's what we're going to ask of you, okay?
Sure.
We're going to have you, we're going to select one of these, and we're going to have you send that exact text to her, okay?
Okay.
And then tomorrow morning at this time, we're going to talk to you and find out what her response was to that text, okay?
Absolutely.
Here's the little catch to it. Whip is going to, in a sealed envelope, try to predict her response. Melissa will try to predict her response. I will try to predict her response as well. If any of our responses match hers, you two are going to Miracle Holiday Concert for the kids.
Okay.
Does that make sense? Everybody on board there?
Yeah, sure. Why not? We'll try.
All right. Here are the 5 options that you could send her, okay?
Number 1,
good morning. Don't forget to wear your smile. It's my favorite.
All right.
Number 2. Good morning. Remember that you can do anything you put your mind to. Number 3. Good morning. Remember, today belongs to you. Number 4. Good morning. I thought about you all night. And number 5. Good morning. How's my favorite lady? Those are the 5 that if you send them to your wife, it's going to make her day. All right. Now, of those 5, which one do you feel you'd be the most comfortable sending her?
I'd be happy to send them all, but I'm going to go with number 5.
Number 5, good morning. How's my favorite lady? All right. So what we're going to do is we're going to put you on hold here in a second. We want you to send that text, and then tomorrow morning at this time, make sure you save it. We're going to want her specific response to you, okay?
Okay.
All right, hold on. All right. Now what we have to do is try to predict what her response will be.
Okay.
All right, so I want Whip, you to write down what you think the response will be. Melissa, you to write down what you think it'll be. I'll write it down as well. And tomorrow morning, we'll talk to Mike. He'll give us her response. If any of our 3 match, the 2 of them are going to be on their way to Miracle Holiday Concert for the kids. All right? Now, like, for you, Whip, if you sent, good morning, how's my favorite lady, to your wife, what kind of response would you get?
Like, what's wrong?
Right. Right. What happened?
Who stole your phone?
Who is this?
Right. Yeah. Are you drinking already?
I was one of those earlier was my response was actually going to predict, are you drunk, as the response.
Right. Right.
But not the one we chose, but yeah.
Which one would you have been most comfortable sending? Good morning, don't forget to wear your smile. It's my favorite. Good morning, remember that you can do anything you put your mind to. Good morning, remember that today belongs to you. Good morning, I thought about you all night. And finally, how's my favorite lady?
I think either of the last 2 would be fine. I thought about you all night, or how's my favorite lady. The stuff about, like, don't forget to wear your smile, that kind of stuff. That would get the are you drunk
response,
that's hilarious. I think. Yeah, it's funny, but
who says that stuff?
Yeah. Well, nobody, and that's the problem. They need to say it more.
Okay.
Don't forget to wear your smile.
Send one of those 5. I would just send GM.
Yeah. We know that.
Mm-hmm. I've been holding on to these and trying to find the right opportunity to share them, and I think now is the time, and it'll all lead into today's Anybody Listening Who. All of this will make sense over a 15-minute time span.
Okay.
So stick around. Okay. Number one, you may have heard this. It turns out eating alone could kill you.
Okay.
It's good news right there.
Hmm.
Eating alone could kill you. They say dining alone two or three times per week, those people that do are more likely to have metabolic syndrome, a cluster of three or more risk factors, including high blood pressure, as Whip was talking about, high cholesterol, and pre-diabetes. Oh, good news. All right, so.
I wonder why. Yeah,
right,
so
you're
more likely to eat bad stuff because no one's there to say, aha, don't eat that
extra
chicken
leg. You think that's why?
I don't know. I'm
guessing. Maybe, you know,
it's a mental loneliness thing.
That could contribute to it as well.
Maybe.
So next time you go into Chili's by yourself, just walk up to a family of five and go, mind if I sit with you?
You'll save my life.
Americans are retiring later, dying sooner, and are sicker in between. Hey!
Oh, yeah. Woo!
Perfect. Yes.
Go USA!
Almost one in three Americans aged 65 to 69 is still working, along with almost one in five in their 70s. At the current retirement age of 66, a quarter of Americans 58 to 60 rated themselves in poor health. Oh, no.
Not good. They were
you know why? Longer. It's because they're all eating alone.
That's what it is.
Right. Yep.
At Chili's, they aren't spending time to go sit with that family of five, and then they'd be fine.
See, they're sitting there with their smartphone eating by themselves.
That's right.
Dying.
Sitting there with their smartphone dying.
Exactly.
Okay. And then finally, in another study, waiting for an ambulance could kill you.
Especially if the ambulance doesn't come very quickly.
Right. I think that's the idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. According to new research, in some situations, calling for an ambulance actually increases your chances of dying.
Great.
So what you just do, hop yourself in a car and drive yourself?
The study published by Johns Hopkins University, they know what they're doing, looked at mortality rates for adult victims of a variety of different situations. The team found that people who took an ambulance to the hospital died 11.2% of the time, whereas people who rode in a private vehicle like a friend's car died 2.2% of the time.
Wow. So don't wait. Go.
Yeah. Want to get help immediately. Like, you know, if you're having, like, a heart attack or need CPR, and then you realize, oh, my God, I might not get CPR because of my huge boobs.
What?
That could cause a problem.
Hmm. The boobs can?
Huge boobs.
You can't get CPR because of your boobs?
Yeah, you can, but the people are a little freaked out about it.
Don't be.
More on that, says the woman with big boobs.
Yeah.
Anybody listening who had a boob incident? I am really surprised by the woman who said that she found an entire handful of popcorn after a movie in there.
That's a lot.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, that's not only a boob incident. That's a popcorn eating incident.
Yeah.
I found one.
Although every time I eat popcorn in a movie, it's all over the place.
Yeah. Usually on the seat and the floor.
Like an explosion of popcorn. Women are less likely to receive CPR because of their boobs, and we're reluctant to, you know, cross any boundaries, although that's a boundary that needs to get crossed.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh. All right. Boob incident number one, Beth.
Yes, so I'm an executive assistant, and I had the button gap, and was standing there talking to my boss when, like, the top four buttons of my shirt were undone. Didn't know it.
Whoa.
You didn't know it?
It was just a silk top, and it was horrible.
Yeah. Come flying off?
They didn't fly off. They had come unbuttoned.
I see.
So I left on my lunch and bought a new outfit.
Good plan. The button gap. My question about the button gap is this. Does that mean the shirt doesn't fit?
Okay,
is that just basically your shirt doesn't fit? You're just wearing a shirt that's too tight.
No, because what ends up happening is if the boobs are too big, but everything else isn't proportionate.
Uh-huh.
If you buy a bigger shirt, you look like you're swimming in it. Yeah, like
Got
you're
it.
Swimming in it. So you buy a smaller shirt so it actually fits your arms and
Got
your
it.
Waist, but it's too tight in the chest.
Makes complete sense. Gabby,
I have walked around all day with stains on my shirt, and I don't realize it until I get home.
Because you can't see them.
I can't see them.
So they're tucked underneath, like you know, like you're eating popcorn. You got a big butter stain on it. You don't have any clue.
Or you spill coffee or water or something else.
Yeah. They catches everything.
That also happens with us guys underneath our bellies. Can't see the stains there.
That's
We're
also
not
true.
Even 100% certain our pants are buttoned.
Right.
Could go either way. And don't even get us started on whether the zipper zipped. We don't know.
Yeah. Feel a draft.
No idea. The incident was what, Aaron?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I worked at a restaurant in college where they had peanut buckets on the tables. So whenever I would give anyone their salad or their dinner plates, my boobs would knock over the peanut buckets onto their food.
Oh,
I mean, what do you say?
Are you like, swinging around?
Again. Sorry, guys.
So it's they like would they're... knock over a peanut bucket.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Jeez.
Hi, Dawn. Hello, Dawn. Oh, I really wanted to hear this one.
Uh-oh. Hmm. Dawn?
Hold on. Let's try it again. Hi, Dawn. Oh, did we lose Dawn? Shoot.
No.
I was calm. Hi, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Ah, there you are, Dawn. The incident, what happened? Cool. Good story. Hold on a second, Dawn. Your phone is clipping everywhere.
Oh, so sorry.
Yeah, that's all right.
Driving to work.
Yeah, so try again. What was the story?
All righty. I was switching clothes from the washer to the dryer and did not have a bra on. And while bending over, I closed the dryer door and the nipple kind of got caught in there. And it was a very painful and kind of like blood blister.
All right.
Oh, Dawn. Oh, my gosh. What the heck?
Like slammed it in the lid of the door of the dryer.
Was it just momentary?
Yeah.
Or
I don't know. I didn't hear enough.
Well,
Whip wants to investigate it. Haven't we heard
enough?
She opened
it up right away, or she's like,
well, Eric, it sounds like that could be a serious injury.
Crap,
we should find out more.
Stuck.
You know, I don't think that stands alone enough as is. It requires investigation about her, the state of her current health.
Yeah. I don't know if she's,
just your instincts
there.
Didn't
oh
kick
gosh.
In that maybe that was enough there, huh? You needed more.
The Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast. Downloadable every weekday. This is 101.9 FM, The Mix, on the web at WTMX.com and via podcast. This is the Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast, featuring highlights from the show.
Lions are in town on Sunday. Bears, 3-point underdogs. In
32
game.
Degrees Sunday, they
That's
say?
That's the high. Yeah, of the extended forecast right now, looks like 32 degrees. And we're surrounded by like some 40s and 50s, but that day, 32. Ooh.
You guys have fun there.
There.
I was going to say that, and then I said there, and then I said there.
All right, well, have fun over there. Jeez. You enjoyed that one, didn't you?
I did. Over there.
I was
combining that, words on accident.
You know what? That wasn't that good.
No, I liked it.
That was a little too boisterous, that response.
Your response to the thar was right. What I was, yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Well, as long as you're happy.
Bulls and Blackhawks.
Melissa's happy with her blood pressure. You're happy with responses to mispronunciations.
I like it. Right. Bulls and Blackhawks are both off tonight. The Hawks are taking on the Rangers tomorrow over thar at the United Center, and the Bulls are in Oklahoma City tomorrow. Mixed weather, increasing clouds, and a high in the upper 40s down to the mid 40s. Showers and or storms late tonight. Now 33. Weather brought to you by Staples, which helps you promote.
Okay. She's actually
still laughing.
I don't know what's going on. She's sobbing.
Which thing are you laughing at?
I don't know what's going on.
Which thing?
The whole thing.
Oh, okay.
She's choking on crackers. Really, you should have heard it a second ago.
I think she's just laughing. She's just laughing at the whole rest of the world with worse blood pressure than her right now.
No.
It's like, I'll show all of you.
First of all, it's stupid when your brain isn't working. You're like that there, the bar. And then you're doing it news and you're saying it and it sounds stupid. And
good explanation of everything that just happened. Good explanation. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I hope listeners are also laughing.
I think most have turned away.
They've left.
Understandably. I have. My headphones are on a different show right now.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. Earlier this morning, a head scratching moment.
Listeners want to keep on learning how Melissa sleeps while her bed is burning.
How is that even possible? But she did it.
A story that just keeps on returning.
Sound asleep. Legs are on fire.
Melissa sleeps while her bed is burning.
I, I can't even remember how it started. I think I was just doing a mattress commercial, and Melissa out of nowhere is like, hey, you know, I once, my bed once caught on fire while I was sleeping. Well, you slept right through it.
You made some joke about a burning bed or something.
Flame retardant chemicals on the bed. Melissa, like, not mine! Yeah. Thing went up in flames, slept right through it. How the hell do you sleep through your bed catching on fire? So, you're sound asleep. All of a sudden, your stepmom comes flying in saying, I smell smoke. You're like, huh?
Yeah, I was
and
out.
Your mattress and bed are smoking. So you pull back the electric blanket to see the bed on fire.
Not
as
quite.
You're sound asleep in there.
But close.
So the two of you get up, grab your mattress at 3 a.m., drag it through the house to catch the whole house on fire. And launch it out into your front yard, which had to be really disturbing for the guy driving home from third shift.
I'm sure it
Who
was.
Who are these two crazy people with an on-fire mattress that they're throwing out of their house?
Yeah, it was pretty insane, I have to admit. But the smoke didn't really, like, fill the room until we're like, what? She's like, what
smoke
is this
smoke filled
smell?
The room
Well, when she
and didn't
lifted
wake you.
The blanket, when she lifted the blanket off me, that's when, like, oxygen hit whatever was just starting to happen.
Yeah, you had a little Dutch oven going under there. Oxygen hit
bad.
It with open flame.
No.
Yeah.
Evacuate that.
Yeah. And that's when she's like.
That's what she was doing. She was evacuating. Then, you know, the air hit it and.
Level one hazmat.
It was.
I'm not even going to respond to you.
It was.
It was fire. It was smoke. It was just, it was a kindling type thing. And it wasn't even flamed yet. It was on the verge.
As though it's okay.
It
I
was
had
on
to reach
the verge.
Flames. I was right there.
Yeah.
But no flames. And you were sound asleep. In a dead sleep.
In a dead sleep.
Had you didn't feel the sensation of the 3,000 degrees your legs were?
No, it hadn't quite gotten
How asleep does a person have to be to sleep through their bed catching on fire?
Meh. We must be in the deepest sleep at that point.
I think I was in a deep sleep because
you
I
think?
Did not... Or you know how sometimes you can get so used to a smell that you don't smell it anymore?
That's a problem if you're used to the smell of fire in your home. I'm so used to it. Place catches on fire all the time.
No,
your nose blind.
Doesn't even wake me anymore.
Yeah. You know, it could have been smelling of smoke for 5 minutes and my body, my nose got so used to it. But then it reached her room and she could smell and she woke up.
I smell smoke. My legs are unbelievably hot. And I'm just going to continue sleeping because I'm too tired to check.
This is one. Little red mark on my leg. It was weird.
This is one effective electric blanket. I am certainly not cold in this thing.
Yeah.
By the way, we were doing a Mel D back in social media told me we were doing a Twitter poll. And as it turns out, the Twitter poll was based on Melissa's story, will you ever buy or use an electric blanket again?
Yeah.
60% said no chance.
Oh, shoot. You know, I have one. I didn't know about this story, though. I might throw it out now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never had one since either.
312-591-6800 or 312-233-1019. You're embarrassed to admit it, but one time, what did you sleep through? Slept right through it. Your bed caught on fire.
Yeah. It's hard to top that.
Sound asleep.
I was tired.
Clearly.
Slept right through it.
I did. It was weird.
Yeah. Is that even possible?
I don't know what I did.
312-591-6800 or 312-233-1019. Slept right through it. Next on the mix. Sound asleep. Mm-hmm. Melissa slept through her bed catching on fire. Actually had to be awakened from the fire. How is that even possible?
I don't know. I doubted that I would have slept much longer had
the
heat got a little hotter under that blanket.
I don't know. Spent a lot of time sleeping over there. If you missed that earlier, that's Whip's new wicked laugh. Came out of nowhere.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
That wasn't even
a very good joke.
Awesome.
Struck me as funny, apparently.
Yeah. All right, 312-591-6800. You slept right through it. Kayla.
Hi.
Hi, slept right through it.
I slept through a tornado.
A tornado.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow, that's like a cliche. Yeah. You can sleep through a tornado.
Yeah, no, I did.
Mm-hmm. How close was it? Didn't actually hit your house, did it?
Actually, no, it hit the apartment complex that I was living in. I didn't have a lot of damage to mine. My neighbor had some pretty more severe damage, but she came over to check on me, and that's how I woke up.
Yep, sound asleep. Well, you know, sometimes when there's problems at the neighbor's house, you sleep right through them. Right, Elizabeth?
Yeah.
She was almost thinking through your question.
Yeah. That's your laugh track now.
Do you have to sort through that question there, Elizabeth?
I slept through a car crashing into my neighbor's house.
Oh, my God.
How did you do that? It had to be so loud.
Yeah, I was like 11, and a guy robbed a convenience store, and he went too fast over the tracks and crashed into their house.
Right, slept right through it. Out like a light. And I don't know how you sleep through all. You slept through a what, Ted?
A train derailed and next to my grandparents' house, rolled into the front yard. Slept right through it.
Oh my God! How old were you?
Like 12 or 13. It was insanity.
Yeah.
I woke up and I'm looking at train wheels at level with the window.
What?
My God. Yeah.
That's insane. Insane. That's way worse than my bed.
I don't know that it is.
Yes, it is.
I don't know. What's worse, Whip? Sleeping through the front yard train derailment or sleeping through your own bed catching on fire? What's worse?
That's a toughie.
No, it's not.
I'm going to go with train derailment.
Oh, of course you are. The two of you in your apartment
really
you have together.
That a train derailing.
All right.
Train derailing in your front yard. That's going to cause some racket.
Your freaking bed is on fire that you're sleeping in.
Right, but it's not noisy. That's where I'm drawing my line here. You know what I'm saying? It's uncomfortable. It's not good.
It's uncomfortable. Don't get me wrong. I'm certain it wasn't comfortable.
Right. The train in your yard is loud.
Eric, let's be honest. There's a loud and then there's an uncomfortable. Sure, there's open flame. You're actually being barbecued. But I would sleep right through that.
Barbecued.
Or do a train.
Really?
All right. Slept through a what, Diana?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, I slept through a shark sighting. I was asleep on the beach. We had three little kids. My husband was in the water with all three of them. And I fell asleep. And when I woke up, I realized that the lifeguards had, sounded the horns and cleared the water.
The beach had cleared. People were screaming. There was constant splashing. Huge shark attack.
Yeah,
you're out like a light.
Yeah, my husband's nudging me, saying, don't worry, I got all the kids out of the water.
Oh, jeez.
I'm certain you'll be fine. Nothing more hilarious than an uncontrolled shark attack. Really? Her own bed is on fire.
Yes.
She's laying in flames.
I'm not saying it's good. And I'm not saying it's ideal, but I think that a train in the yard is going to be a very loud commotion that you have to sleep through, as opposed to the gentle smoldering of your skin.
Gentle smoldering.
Yes.
Wow.
All right. Okay, so a train derailment is worse than covered in third-degree burns. All right, three trends. Ruining relationships. You're probably guilty of it. Number one trend is stop feeling like you need to do this the entire date. Bobby.
Be on social media.
Exactly right. You're Instagramming, you're Snapchatting, you're Facebooking, all of them. Put it down.
People are doing that during the dates.
Oh, yeah. Snapping pictures, Instagramming, checking Snapchat. It's killing him. The trend that's ruining relationship number one is Snapchatting, Instagramming, and Facebooking during the date. Well done, Bobby.
Thank you.
And what do we have for Bobby today?
A Butterball Electric Fryer. The traditional Thanksgiving dinner is made new with the Butterball Electric Fryer by Masterbuilt. Visit Masterbuilt.com for more information.
Exactly 2 hours ago on the Eric in the Morning list, we had the top three things that are going wrong with modern dating. And this is kind of one of those things.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like it.
Number two trend that's ruining a relationship. You need to ditch your phone for at least 30 minutes a day and go electronic free in your relationship.
That's it? 30 minutes?
Well, I think, it's a good starting point. Like when you get home or you're together, you ditch the phones and spend 30 minutes
like hanging out
right.
with no phones.
Right. Making dinner or whatever it might be. Mm-hmm.
Do you think it should be more than that?
Again, it's just a jumping off point. It's a starting point. If you can accomplish that, Melissa, then by all means, okay. bump it to 60.
And they might
bump
be
it to
making,
90.
They might be making the assumption that you're on zero time away from your phone as
right.
it is. It's just attached to you at all times.
Which is the case for most
yeah.
people now.
Even when you're talking to your significant other or whatever.
Right, it's right. a permanent attachment.
Yeah.
And number three, you need to take your tech time out to the next level. Here you go, Melissa. Go on a phone-free weekend vacation.
Wow, that is hard to do.
More on that coming up in the next 20 minutes. All right?
Okay.
They're all ruining the relationship. Uh-oh. Ruined relationships. That's what he finds himself in right now. I got this email. Let's see what you think of this one. Ladies, your input at 312-591-6800 or 312-233-1019. It's about to get real, Dr. Phil.
It's going to get real?
Hey, Eric, I need some advice. My best friend is a woman I really care about. We've been romantically involved, but beyond that, she's hands down my best friend.
Oh, that's nice.
Okay. Mm-hmm. This past weekend, I had too much to drink and acted like a jerk to her. I was disrespectful and regret it more than I can express. She's understandably very upset and has said the relationship and friendship are done.
Wow.
Whoa, both of
them.
Oh,
yeah.
How can I express to her I'm sorry? Like, sorry, not sorry. Second. How can I express to her I'm sorry and make it better? I realize that this is not an overnight fix, but I wanted to begin the healing process. Any suggestions? Thanks.
Why was he being such a jerk? But it doesn't matter. He was.
That's right.
Whatever.
Yeah. It doesn't have the particulars here, but I think the overriding theme of his email is the admission of being a jerk and now the healing process, if possible, how best to go about doing it.
Okay.
Ladies, any suggestion on that? What should he do? 312-591-6800 or 312-233-1019. Your piece of advice, first step, second step, whatever it might be to try to bridge that gap. What kind of advice would you give? You're nodding as though you've got plenty, Melissa.
Well, I've got my own ideas.
Okay. All right. 312-591-6800 or 312-233-1019. Ladies, can you help a brother out? Hey, Eric, need some advice. My best friend is a woman I really care about. We've been romantically involved, but beyond that, she's hands down my best friend. This past weekend, I had too much to drink and acted like a jerk. I was disrespectful and regret it more than I can express. She's understandably very upset. Has said the relationship and friendship are over. How can I express to her I'm sorry and make it better? I realize this isn't an overnight fix, but I want to begin the healing process.
Mm-hmm.
Beth will give some advice here in a second. Will you, ladies? 312-591-6800. Melissa?
Well, I would start with apologizing profusely and then give her some space to see what happens. Because sometimes time can heal wounds. Like, don't pressure her. You know what I mean?
Hear that one, Dr. Phil?
Don't pressure.
Time plus tragedy also equals comedy. But time does heal all wounds.
What?
I don't think that helped, but thanks, Dr. Phil.
Says you.
Says you.
Okay. All right. Time to turn it into comedy, which has nothing to do with healing a wound for life. Okay. And then
I
Melissa.
I don't know what that is.
Melissa went to every cliche in the book.
What? It's true.
Give her space, because time heals all wounds.
It helps, at least a little.
Beth, I'm praying you have better advice.
I do. I think, anyways, if I was so upset at somebody that I said, leave me alone, and they kept on badgering me or trying to apologize or trying to do this or that, that shows me that they're really not caring about what I want instead of what they want. So if she said, leave me alone, leave her alone. Do it for, like, give her a month or 2 months.
That's what I said. Give her some
sometimes,
time.
But sometimes
give her,
when a woman says, leave me alone, that means you better not leave me alone. You know
no,
when those instances
happen? Not after he's done that.
No?
If he's pissed her off to the point where she's like, hey, go away, then at least for me, if I say go away, I mean go away. Let me have time without you. I would say maybe at Christmas time, send her a card, say, you know, I miss you. I'd like to talk to you.
I was an idiot.
I'm aware of what I did.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. But give her a month and a half or 2 months of just not, like, respecting her wishes and doing that. And if
so give her
really
space
meant,
and then send a Christmas card.
Yep, exactly. So let her think about it for 2 months and realize whether or not this is a friendship ending thing.
Okay.
Or if after the 2 months she's willing to mm-hmm. talk to him again. And
so
there's a space thing, man.
Yeah.
Give her some space.
Okay. And it never means don't ever talk to me. Never means you better call me this afternoon or
I would
whatever.
Say when it's something that big,
uh-huh.
you know, then you need to give her some space.
But
if
see,
it's
we
something...
as guys don't know where that.
It's a fine line. It's hard to find that line.
It is a hard one.
But also, it feels like you're then kind of giving up.
Because then look what Michelle says. Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
You think what?
I think it's about persistency and just. Checking up on her, but not being annoying. You can't be annoying.
So you say continue to check in and be persistent, but not annoying.
Absolutely, because when they beg for forgiveness, I have a child and I hate when he begs. So, you know, you just can't have them beg. You
don't like beggars.
You know, maybe.
All right, so one says give her all the space. The second one says do not give her space. The third woman says what, Jessica?
I think write a letter, be very sincere, take responsibility with no excuses, no explanation as to why. I mean, if something made him jealous or, you know, prompted this behavior, you know, that's not that information. You just take responsibility for what you did and probably acknowledge the fact that the drinking needs to be addressed, if that's what caused this mm-hmm. personality shift that he's so remorseful for.
Okay.
I'm a clinical social worker, so you're probably getting the therapist perspective.
There we go.
Yeah. Oh, right,
yeah.
Right.
Uh-huh. And then finally, the advice is what, Paula?
I say that he should tell her whenever she's ready to talk, I'm here, and he should consistently send her a card, send her flowers, send her candy every couple weeks. And just say, whenever you're ready, I'm here to talk.
That's kind of nice because then it's not over. It's not pressuring her. It's just you're there and you're still interested.
Flowers and candy aren't pressuring.
No, I mean, because if you send it with the, you know, I'm interested in talking when you are ready, which
right.
is the key phrase, when you're ready.
Got it. Or you just play Maroon 5. Because that's all I can think of right now. We have the results. Of the secret Eric in the Morning off-air poll. Just spoke to 10 people in relationships. They had no clue what the question would be ahead of time. Completely anonymous, so no reason to lie.
Mm-hmm.
So about 30 minutes ago, on Mixed Morning Mindment, it was called Trends Ruining Relationships. You're probably guilty of them. One, stop feeling like you need to Snapchat or Instagram the entire day. Two, ditch your phone for at least 30 minutes a day, which resulted in Melissa saying, why only 30? Yeah, they got to start somewhere.
Right.
Leading to number three, take your tech time out to the next level. Go on a phone-free weekend vacation.
Mm-hmm.
To which you said what?
I said that would be really hard.
So we decided to find out if that was the case. Asked 10 people in relationships, could you go on a phone-free weekend vacation? Could you do it? Go away for a weekend, phone-free weekend vacation in your relationship.
Okay.
Of the 10 people, random sampling, completely anonymous, when asked that question, what do you think the results were? Could you go on a phone-free weekend vacation?
I'm going to say 60% said no.
Okay.
I'm going to go with 30% said no. So 70% said yes.
90% said they could do it.
Ooh,
they are so lying.
That's what I was going to say. I think there's an overconfidence factor.
Come on.
Yeah. You think you can do it.
Even Swanee, who took the poll, said, I must say, I don't believe them all.
Right. I think they think so.
Yeah.
I just don't think that once it comes down to it, you're not going to be starting to sweat when you want to check your text or whatever.
If you can, good for you, right?
Yeah.
Nick Jonas admits his mom still does his laundry by saying, it's a really nice thing for her. I do this for her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm making my own personal sacrifice here by keeping my laundry dirty for her. Okay, Nick. 312-591-6800. What does your mom or dad still do for you? You're a grown, capable adult. Hi, Jenny.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. Morning. Still does it for you?
Yeah, every Easter, my mom still gives me an Easter basket.
Aww.
Yeah.
How old are you?
38.
And what kind of things do you get in your sweet little Easter basket?
Oh, Reese's Easter, Reese's peanut butter eggs and the Cadbury eggs and, you know, all my good chocolate fun stuff. And now she is my daughter in basket, too. So it's fun. We both get one every year now.
Now, over the course of your life, your adult life, have you ever suggested to her, Mom, you really don't need to do this anymore? Or do you just keep your big mouth shut so it keeps coming?
Oh, no, I keep it coming every year. And she's using the same basket I got in grade school, too.
Oh, oh see, that's keeping a tradition alive.
Sentimental. That's sweet.
Sure, nice. Hi, Nurse Kim.
Hi, I work in a doctor's office, and we still have dozens, if not hundreds, of adult patients up to their 30s that their moms still call to schedule appointments, get prescriptions filled, talk about their medical issues.
I would love that.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm writing that down to ask my mom if she'll do that.
I cringe every time.
Do you?
So dozens of them, you say. So it's a really normal thing.
Very normal.
Do they have their mommy bring them in when they go, when they come in for their appointment?
Sometimes. But we have a lot of patients with diabetes, so they have been taking care of them since they were kids, and it just continues.
Right. I was about to ask, do they get suckers, too? But I guess during the whole diabetes discussion, that probably wouldn't be a good idea.
Sugar-free. You need the sugar-free suckers.
Right.
We do stickers.
There you go, stickers. How awesome would that be?
For the 30-year-olds.
You're like 35. You come out with your smiley face. Got myself a sticker.
Oh, gosh.
But I got Cars 3. I got SpongeBob.
You know, I still think, to some degree, and I can't cite a specific, but I just, my instinct says Whip's mom still, in some form or fashion, continues to treat him, is a bad phrase, take care of him as though you were a child.
Yeah. I can
tell you that you embrace it.
Well, I was thinking the Easter basket thing. I don't remember. I mean, I know that I got Easter baskets into my adulthood for sure. I just can't remember if she still does it now that I have kids of my own. That
right.
It might have stopped then, but I actually can't remember.
My mom would do it if I requested it.
Okay.
Like virtually anything.
Really?
Oh, yeah, but I've grown out of the requesting to a degree.
Okay.
Because I took, like when I was in college, I took a lot of heat for it because I would call my mom to come in the summer to come clean my fraternity room for me because it was just.
What?
I'd be like, Mom, I'm in way over my head on this one. So she'd get in the car and drive 2 hours and. I know it's horrible. I'm a terrible person.
That is horrible.
It is horrible. It is. I'm self-confessed horrible.
My mom would have been like, "Clean it yourself."
Right.
Hey, just be like Nick Jonas. Say it's good for her.
But she seemed to really enjoy it.
There you go. Okay, Nick.
You and Nick Jonas.
Right. But then I stopped that kind of behavior.
When?
Right after that, because I got a lot of the same response that I'm getting now.
Mm-hmm.
Justifiably so. I am not defending myself here.
Mm-hmm.
Justifiably so. But that being said. I truly believe that if I called her right now and said, I need help cleaning the house. I can't do this. She would come and do it.
Okay, if she would do that, you said that you would love for her to, like, make your doctor's appointments. If you asked her to do that, would she do that too?
Probably.
Where would she draw the line with you?
I don't know that there is a line to be drawn.
Really?
And you know what? You're all judgmental over there, but I'm willing to bet 20, 25 years from now, your son calls you because he needs help cleaning the house because it's just too overwhelming for him. You're going to go do it.
I would.
See, there you go.
Yeah. There you go.
I
think it's normal.
Uh-huh. My favorite holiday's coming up.
Oh, okay. After that.
Thanksgiving. I love Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's true.
Today, it's a special Thanksgiving installment of...
Hey, hey.
Yeah, Thanksgiving style.
No need to turn away. So many things to say. It's TB Tuesday.
Yeah. Tidbit Tuesday, the Thanksgiving edition of Tidbit Tuesday. Yeah, just all Thanksgiving-related type of stories to share with you.
Okay.
See how you feel about this. Where are you going for Thanksgiving, Whip?
Probably my parents' house. We usually do.
Mm-hmm.
Roselle.
Melissa?
Kentucky.
Wow. Down to the log cabin, huh?
Yep.
And then some people I have to host. I say that as though I do anything.
Right?
Yeah. A new study says 1/3 of Americans would rather go to the DMV than host Thanksgiving.
Wow.
1/3.
The DMV.
Would rather go stand at the DMV all day long than host Thanksgiving.
Oh, man, that's sad.
If you're feeling less than enthusiastic about that idea, you're not alone. Especially millennials and people with kids, they like to avoid hosting the holiday because of all the clutter and, well, it's just generally a pain in the ass.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Or it would be true.
Like, if... if pressed, Whip, by either your parents or your in-laws for you guys to host, would you try to divert? Would you try to come up with an excuse or just give in?
No, I don't think we have an excuse. It wouldn't be believable, so we'd just give in.
Do you like the stuffing?
I'm not a stuffing fan.
I am not either.
Wow. I will tell you, I went the first half of my life not liking stuffing, but then something clicked, and now I really like it. Yeah, really
I mean,
enjoy it.
I won't turn it away, but I don't actively seek it out.
I enjoy it.
Stovetop Stuffing is now selling stretch pants, so you can shamelessly wear those on Thanksgiving. That's
okay.
Nice.
Well,
the stuffing company is selling pants.
Yeah, they're selling those.
Okay.
Not just any pants.
Stretch pants. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so you can really shovel that stuff away.
You can stuff yourself.
Really wasn't necessary. It's not even really a joke.
It kind of was.
No, it's more statement-y. You know what the joke that was? My great-grandmother would have made that joke.
Okay, no. No, she wouldn't.
Yeah, she would have.
No.
Yep. So I should expect it from Melissa, who's aged 30 years in two. I don't know how it's happened. Every Thanksgiving food ranked best to worst. According to a nationwide survey, what do you think is the highest-ranked Thanksgiving food? It's
mashed
easy.
Potatoes.
No.
Turkey.
No. We just discussed
stuffing.
It. What came in number two?
Mashed potatoes.
No.
Turkey.
No, we just discussed it. Wine.
Oh. Okay, that's a food?
I think it does here.
Yeah.
Or qualifies as here. In at number three?
Mashed potatoes?
I don't like it. No.
Stuffing.
Stuffing was number one.
Oh, no. Turkey.
No. Gravy.
Oh.
So far, we're not starting off very strong. There at number four, Melissa.
Mashed potatoes?
All right.
Followed by pie at number five.
Pie's five?
Mac and cheese at six. Brussels sprouts at seven.
Ew.
Sweet potatoes at eight. Butternut squash soup at nine. Cornbread at 10, which was my nickname in high school.
Cornbread?
No.
Or butternut?
No, butternut squash.
I thought cornbread, maybe.
Turkey at number 11. All the way down at number 11? I don't believe that.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Well, if you overcook it, it's dry, but...
Dinner rolls at 12.
Butter? Yeah.
Seriously?
That should be number one.
Cranberry sauce at 13.
Oh, I thought that was going to be last.
I enjoy it out of the can, even though they say that that's blasphemous now.
Yeah. I think it's grotesque.
Oh, it's fantastic. Green bean casserole at number 14. Ooh. Plain vegetables at 15. And finally, at number 16, I say you can't miss with the Jell-O salad.
I love Jell-O salad.
I do, too.
Where's the creamed corn?
Not in there.
Didn't even make the list.
Soft pour corn, like you once said.
Yeah.
Texting your high school ex over Thanksgiving is never a good idea, according to relationship experts. You get all hopped up on the turkey, have a couple of glasses of wine, you're feeling nostalgic, and for whatever reason you decide, you know what, I think I'm going to fire off a text to him or her. Bad idea. Bad, bad, bad idea. Boils down to the simple fact, if he or she wants you back, they know how to reach you. You shouldn't bother extending yourself to them going, hey, you know, we really should. Although maybe you're the one that wants to reach them.
Well, I guess. Good.
And that results in the turkey dump. A psychologist explains the turkey dump or why people break up before Thanksgiving. Get dumped.
Really?
You thought it was something else.
I did.
Yeah.
Just for a second.
It's a particular or specific to the college freshman. It's known as the turkey dump, a phenomenon where college freshmen break up with their high school sweethearts when they come home for Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's very, very popular, the turkey dump.
Mm.
You know, you go away to college, you got your high school boyfriend or girlfriend, you think, we're going to make this work.
You actually think that, too, going into it.
He or she goes to one place, you go to another. For the first couple of months, you really, really work at it.
Yeah.
And then you realize, what am I doing?
Yep.
This is crazy. And over Thanksgiving, the dump happens.
Mm-hmm.
The turkey dump. It's an actual phenomenon that Dr. Michelle Croilus from Northwestern discovered with online counseling. Those first few months away from home are to blame for the pattern. Young adults experiencing college for the first time enter an exciting and challenging developmental stage. Their current relationships might have met their needs at one time, but as they grow and move into self-exploration phase of life, namely college and boozing, they might find that their needs change. You know, on a Saturday night. Those changing needs could expedite the breakup, known as the Thanksgiving turkey dump. And that is what we call the Thanksgiving edition of...
Hey, hey,
Tidbit Tuesday.
No need to turn away.
Turkey dump.
So many things to say.
Turkey?
It's Tidbit Tuesday.
Ah, yay.
The Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast. Downloadable every weekday. This is 101.9 FM, The Mix, on the web at WTMX.com and via podcast.